A century ago, many farmers still went to the barn to milk their cows by hand. It was the way things had been done for centuries. But people were looking for a way to make that job easier. Many had attempted creating a mechanical milking machine, but none seemed to do the job well. When a better invention finally arrived, it spread in amazing numbers around the world. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
For centuries, milking was done by hand. But as the world neared the 20th century, people were seeking a better way to perform that task.
From 1850 to about 1921, there were more than 50 patents granted, and none of them were successful as they were trying to invent a milking machine that could not only milk the cow properly, but easily be cleaned.
Paul Hamby owns Hamby Dairy Supply in Maysville, Missouri.
The surge milker was invented in Chicago. The company is Babson Brothers. A man by the name of Herbert McCornack came in with his wife's stock pot that he had made in a shop into the first prototype of the surge bucket milker.
Paul has some of those earliest milkers hanging from the walls of his retail shop. There were several features on the surge bucket milkers that made it a top choice.
People would take it home and say, wow, this works really well. And they could work on it themselves, and they could clean it themselves. And that was the biggest advantage, I think, early on, was that they could completely take the thing apart and clean it in their sink.
And that greatly reduced the chance of bacteria and infections for the cow. That surge milker became a worldwide hit.
In 1955, the surge milker had 75% of the market in North America. And everyone was copying them. Sears made one under two different names, their Farmmaster name and Sears brand name. Montgomery Ward's had one. You can just go on and on. Everybody was copying the surge design.
As dairies grew, they eventually used piping systems instead of bucket milkers. But because so many are still in use around the world, Paul says parts will be available for many years to come. Traveling the countryside in Maysville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.